the benefits of healthy soils. This is Managing for Profit. I'm Dave Russell on Brownfield Ag News for America. Last week, the Natural Resources Conservation Service kicked off their Healthy Soils Initiative, Unlock the Secrets in the Soil, at the farm of Dave Brandt in Fairfield County, Ohio. Brandt talks about soil health and what it means to his farm.
Before we were doing no-till and use of covers, we were eroding about 30 ton, 35 ton per acre. Presently today, we're eroding less than 100 pounds per acre. So that means we keep all our nutrients that we're applying to the soil where they belong. We have clean water leaving our farm.
This isn't something that just happened overnight.
No, this has been a long session. We started in 1978 with covers to a lot of dead ears till about 6 years ago, a matter of fact. And now even the universities are starting to do things and ask questions, and we're trying to influence some of their decisions.
Dave, can you point to any one thing that has started to really change people's minds?
Well, I think the things that's changed people's minds is they're not maintaining their high yields. They're not seeing high yields anymore. Fuel costs are going up. Equipment costs are going up. And with the introductions of cover, we can see that covers take a little less fuel per acre to use because the equipment pulls easier, the combine harvester goes across the field easier, and yields maintain or increase.
For someone thinking that this is something they need to do on their farm, where's the best place to begin?
I think the best place to begin is right now, while they're harvesting their corn crop, and that corn crop could go to beans, they need to be thinking about putting some rye, cereal rye in. It'll grow throughout the winter. It will loosen the soil. It'll keep the soil where it belongs. It'll save a lot of water. It'll increase the organic matter a little bit each year. And then as they adjust to seeing something green on their soil, they'll learn to use different covers to do different things.
I was going to say, you've worked with a lot of different cover crops over the years. So what's working best for you right now?
Well, I'm really liking the blends we're seeing because we're seeing that we can bring the soil that's wore out back to great production in a shorter period of time than we can with just one species. We're seeing great results with it pulling up some nutrients from the subsoil because of the different diversity of our covers. Means we have different roots diversity, which means everything seems to work a lot better.
Dave Brandt. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.